All right, let's get a report from the Copper Country, Richard, from Northwoods Trading Post up in Hancock. Thanks for taking a little time with us today.
Hey, thank you, Adam, for the phone call again. I do appreciate it.
Well, we want to get a good report from your area there. I actually heard that the walleye fishing has become consistent, and we can talk about that in just a second, but I'd like to know, generally speaking, how the ice conditions are doing now that we've had a nice cool down. You still got a lot of slush on there, a lot of snow, or is it pretty good?
You know, I've been hearing a lot of guys saying there's been about 1 to 3 inches of slush in certain areas. So, to me, that's definitely manageable, even with machines.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's better than 6, 7, 8 inches where you get buried, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And this colder weather is just going to make it better.
Have you gotten any fresh snow in the last couple of days?
Well, it is snowing right now, and I think I said that last week, so no surprise up here.
What? In the Keweenaw, it's snowing? No way.
Shocker. No, we got about, I would say, anywhere from 4 to 8 inches in the last few days, ever since it's been cooling down a little bit. You know that lake affects snow? The big lake is still pretty warm, and that pushes over the snow.
Well, let's talk about the fishing then. Am I correct in saying that the walleye fishing reports I'm getting have picked up a little bit?
You know, I'll agree with you on that. In the last few days, I've had a few guys in here that have permanent shacks in Portage Lake, and they said it was a hit or miss before. Now it's becoming more of a hit with less of the misses. I'm talking, you know, they would go out there 4 or 5 days in a row, and they would have 4 good days out of the 5.
No, that's really good, yeah. Yeah. All right, well, what are they using for the walleye? You hearing anything about baits or lures or colors?
Same thing as last week. I'll be honest with you. Small suckers and medium fatheads, and they're also using, like I said, the Swedish pimples. We are selling a lot more of the tungsten jigs, but those are more geared towards the crappie and the pan fishing.
Mm. Any colors that you noticed selling more consistently than another?
Green, light green, and it seems like the whiter the color is this year, seems like the better. What I haven't been selling a lot is the darker colors.
Mm. Interesting. All right. Well, you talk about Portage Lake, and I'm assuming that includes Chassel Bay and whatnot. Any other bodies of water that you've been hearing are good?
Lake Gratiot. A lot of guys been going up there. I had a couple guys from out of town picking up bait. I think they were from downstate, and we were talking in our bait room while they're scooping up a dozen or two, and another guy came in and said they were doing pretty good out there on Lake Gratiot. But you got to remember, those walleye are a little bit smaller out in Lake Gratiot, so you got to be using a medium fatheads for those. Really, the small suckers, they might be too big for those fish.
Mm, yeah, I agree, but they are good eating fish out of Lake Gratiot, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, definitely, and actually the guy did mention something that, you know, they are really good eating.
Well, we got panfish, brook trout fishing, and a VFW kids fishing tournament coming up toward the end of the month. And we'll continue to find out more about all of this with Richard at Northwoods Trading Post in Hancock later this hour right here on the Outdoor Show.